everyone, and welcome to English Digest. Today we're starting the second part of a two-day unit. It's all about the convenience. So before we continue, let's find out who else is in the studio.
Hi everyone, it's Joe.
And my name is Lily. Okay, Joe, so have you been to the convenience store today?
Well, have I ever. I've made actually a few different trips to the convenience store. I was in a bit of a rush this morning because I didn't really have time for breakfast, so I stopped by the convenience store, just picked up something quick, and then I was feeling a little bit hungry midway through the morning, so I went back again, just again for a little snack. At lunch, I remembered I had to pay some bills and get some money from the ATM. Went back for a third time, and there's probably a good chance I'll go back later tonight, maybe if I need a little midnight snack just before I go to bed.
Well, I think that actually happens to a lot of people because convenience stores are so convenient. You can just pop down, take a really quick trip, and get whatever you need. And so people don't actually mind making multiple trips to the convenience store during the day. All right, listeners, so yesterday we talked about how great convenience stores are, and we introduced the fact that they're so popular in Taiwan that Taiwan can actually be considered the convenience store capital of the world. We also learned a little bit about the history of convenience stores and how they started in the United States with the very famous chain 7-Eleven. Well, let's read a little bit more about convenience stores today. So if you haven't opened up your magazines, please do so as we read through It's All About the Convenience Day 2.
The first convenience stores spawned heaps of copycats, offering similar services, each trying to increase the level of convenience. Shelves began to be stocked with retail items like CDs and DVDs. You could buy stamps, withdraw cash from ATMs, and even purchase things like concert tickets. Convenience stores were becoming banks, post offices, and box offices, which were all rolled into one. Despite the imitators, 7-Eleven remains on top in Taiwan, thanks to its leading position in innovation. Need something delivered fast? Just head down to your local 7-Eleven and ship it by express delivery. The stores now also offer the iCash card, which is a special debit card that allows customers to purchase goods. 7-Eleven is also getting in on the online shopping market. Its patrons can pre-order certain items to ensure they'll have what they need when they need it. One of the most popular orders was mooncakes ahead of this year's Moon Festival. And as if people needed another reason to shop at 7-Eleven, who can resist collecting Doraemon magnets? The reason why people keep coming back to 7-Eleven, and convenience stores in general, is that the stores offer not only daily convenience, but also a concept of a carefree lifestyle. Convenience stores are ensuring that they'll be making lives easier for generations to come.
All right, let's jump right into the first paragraph. The first convenience store spawned heaps of copycats offering similar services, each trying to increase the level of convenience. All right, so here we're talking about the first convenience store. So not just the very first one, that first 7-Eleven that opened in 1927, but basically the first few that were established. Now they spawned or created heaps of copycats, meaning that after these convenience stores were established, well, a lot of other stores opened up as well, trying to copy these original convenience stores. Now, they all offered similar services, so these convenience stores, even though they probably had very different names, they all provided similar services, and they each tried to increase the level of convenience. So, of course, nowadays we think of a 7-Eleven and we think, oh, it's so great because we can do so many things and it's really convenient. Well, this level of convenience just increased from the very beginning.
So we have all these imitators or all these copycats doing the sort of the same thing, but they're also going to try and do some different things to sort of put themselves ahead of the pack. So they stocking their shelves with retail items like CDs and DVDs. So these shelves, they began to be stocked, meaning they started to fill up with these retail items, meaning things that you can buy in other stores, like say CD or DVD shops. Well, you never would have seen these in convenience stores before, but you walk into almost any one of them today and you can pick up different CDs by your favorite artists, or maybe even pick up a movie from a convenience store, something you never used to see before.
Exactly, because when we say a store is stocked with something, it just means that the store has a certain product that they can sell. So of course, when we think of convenience stores, we don't generally think of items like CDs and DVDs, but that's exactly what started happening. Now you could buy stamps, withdraw cash from ATMs, and even purchase things like concert tickets. So then it got to be even more convenient. People could buy things like stamps. Now I remember way back when you could only buy stamps from your local post office. But also at convenience stores, you can now withdraw cash from ATMs. And I have to admit, this is something that I really love. This is because you don't always see your bank around or your bank branch around, but you do always see convenience stores. So if you're ever in need of cash, all you have to do is take out your ATM card and use one of those little ATMs that you usually find in a 7-Eleven.
It's really great if you're maybe stuck somewhere late at night, maybe you need to catch a taxi, but you don't have enough cash on you. You can just quickly pop into a 7-Eleven or any convenience store, get some money, and get home safely. And you can also buy things like concert tickets. Now, this is something that I especially love because I really love music. This past year, I went down to the Formose Music Festival, and I got my tickets at a convenience store. I just walked in, asked for the tickets, and got them right there. It's better than having to buy them at maybe the venue or having to wait in line. Sometimes at music festivals, they're notorious for having very long lines and very long waits for tickets. But in this case, you can just go to a convenience store and buy them there. So again, with these convenience stores branching out into these different areas, they really are making different parts of our lives a lot easier.
That's why we can say convenience stores were becoming banks, post offices, and box offices all rolled into one. Now that's true. Just like yesterday, Joe, when you came in after running all of your errands, you just had to go to a 7-Eleven because people can treat a 7-Eleven like a bank because you can use the ATM there. Or you can treat it like a post office because you can mail letters and packages. Or it's like a box office where you buy tickets for shows and things like that. Now, if it's all rolled into one, it means that we take all of these different things, combine them together, and make one new thing.
So we have all these convenience stores sort of trying to be in the top position. Everybody wants to be number one, so there's a lot of competition between the various stores. But despite the imitators, 7-Eleven remains on top in Taiwan thanks to its leading position in innovation. So we have all these imitators, or people that try to stores that try to copy what 7-Eleven does. They watch and see what sorts of things 7-Eleven sells and try to do exactly the same thing. But there's a reason why 7-Eleven remains number one in Taiwan. It's because it leads the way innovation, meaning they're very good at coming up with new ideas, maybe for new services or new things to sell, just new ways of making people's lives more convenient.
Well, that's important for any business or company. If you want to stay on top and be successful, you have to have innovation. You have to provide products or services that your competitors don't have. So here we have some examples. Need something delivered fast? Just head down to your local 7-Eleven and ship it by express delivery. So before we talked about using the 7-Eleven like a post office, but here we're talking about delivering something really quickly. Well, if you head down to your local 7-Eleven, meaning if you go there, you can ship it, you can mail something by express delivery. Now, the post office, of course, they have this too. They usually have a standard delivery and they have an express delivery. A standard delivery is cheaper, but it probably takes a little bit longer to get to the destination. Whereas express delivery, you pay a little bit extra money and maybe just by tomorrow it can get to where it needs to go. And so this is one of the services that you can get at 7-Eleven.
And another new service that they have is the iCash card, which is a special debit card that allows customers to purchase goods. Now, this is a card that's sort of like a bank card, but just for use exclusively at 7-Eleven, just letting you buy things there. Now, what they're also talking about doing, and this is another way that 7-Eleven leads the way in innovation, as we talked about before, is maybe combining these iCash cards with, say, the MRT service, letting you use them to spend money on taking the MRT, or maybe combining them with your usual bank debit card. So that's why we see that 7-Eleven is always thinking about what they can do next, how they can take a service that they already have and improve it, or actually come up with something completely new.
Well, we call this card a debit card because basically you need to make sure that there's money in your account. And every time you use the card, well, the amount of money that you spend is automatically deducted from that account. Now, I've actually heard that in Hong Kong, people, they use something kind of like our Easy card that we use for the MRT and buses. But they're also allowed to use their card at convenience stores, which is a really great thing. So I guess it makes sense that maybe soon in the future, we'll have a similar service here in Taiwan. All right, listeners, it's now time for us to take a short break, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the other new services that convenience stores are offering.
Hello and welcome back to English Digest. My name is Joe and today Lily and I are on day two of our article all about convenience stores. We're learning about some of the services that convenience stores are starting to bring about today. Whereas before, they were a place simply maybe to get food and gas when they started out way back in the late 1920s. Today, you can even see retail items like CDs and DVDs, but that's not all you can see there. There's also ATMs, you can buy concert tickets, you can ship things from there. So it's like these convenience stores have become post offices, box offices, even banks, all rolled up into one. Now all these convenience stores are sort of competing with one another, trying to outdo one another and also copying each other, doing the same thing. But there's one that has remained on top, and that is 7-Eleven, because they are very good at coming up with new ideas and services. So right now, we're going to look at what some of those services are.
That's right. 7-Eleven is also getting in on the online shopping market. All right, so here we talked about how 7-Eleven, they're very innovative. They start doing new things before other convenience stores. Well, here when we say that they're getting in on something, it means they're actually starting to do something that might not really be popular right now, but we can see in the future that it might be. So when they're getting in on the online shopping market, it means that, well, we can see how people are buying things online. For instance, some people like to use the website Amazon to buy things, or maybe the online auction site eBay. Well, 7-Eleven is also starting to do a similar thing by letting consumers go online to buy or order certain things.
Now, that's really smart because online shopping is getting really huge. Not just sites like, say, auction sites like eBay, but people can order even groceries that they need every day online. So 7-Eleven has noticed that, and they're getting in on that as well. So patrons, or people that shop at 7-Eleven, they can pre-order certain items to ensure that they'll have what they need when they need it. So when you go online, you can see what sort of things you might need, and you can ensure, or you can make sure, that you'll get what you need, so the things that you need, and you'll get it in a timely fashion, meaning you'll get it exactly when you need to have it. So 7-Eleven is making sure its customers are happy and getting the things they need.
That's right. When you pre-order something, it means that maybe the product hasn't gone on sale yet. Maybe it's not even available. But you're telling the store that you definitely want to buy it. So as soon as the store receives it, you want to get it. Now, so the customers can pre-order certain items so that when they do really need it, it will be there. The store won't sell out and then you won't have anything. For instance, I remember when I was in university and everyone was waiting for the fourth Harry Potter book to come out, and they were all really excited, but they were very worried that some bookstores would sell out of the book. So some people, what they did was they went on to Amazon online and they pre-ordered the book, and Amazon basically promised everyone who pre-ordered it that the book would be delivered to them the day the book would come out in the bookstores.
Well, one of the most popular things that people pre-ordered through 7-Eleven was mooncakes, and they ordered them ahead of this year's Moon Festival. Now, everybody loves mooncakes and eating them around the Moon Festival. Everybody buys them. You always see people walking down the street carrying those boxes of mooncakes, and you want to make sure that you have some for your family and your friends. So people went online and pre-ordered them just to make sure, just like Lily with her Harry Potter book, they made sure that they would have their order taken care of ahead of the Moon Festival, meaning they would do this before the Moon Festival had arrived.
Exactly. So let's say maybe 3 weeks before the Moon Festival, you see the advertisements in 7-Eleven for their mooncakes, and you think, well, the mooncakes look pretty good, and this way I can be sure that my family will have mooncakes for the celebration. So then you just put your order in, you pay for it, and then during the holiday, you'll get your mooncakes. And as if people needed another reason to shop at 7-Eleven, who can resist collecting Doraemon magnets? So yes, 7-Eleven, they made a really smart move. They actually started giving away magnets as long as people spent over a certain amount. So even though we don't need another reason to shop at 7-Eleven, because really, there are enough reasons. It's really convenient, we can do so many things, they offer us so many products, but in addition to all of that, who can resist? Who can say no to actually collecting those cute little magnets? Now, Joe, do you remember how crazy it was when 7-Eleven started giving away those Hello Kitty magnets?
I do remember. I remember the magnets had different years on them, and everybody wanted to get the whole set. So people were rushing into 7-Eleven and even buying things that they probably didn't even really need just to get the magnets. And it's sort of the same with these Doraemon ones, because they have these magnets with Doraemon in all these different countries. And I know I wanted to get the Canada one so bad, so I would always go into 7-Eleven and just spend, I forget how much you had to spend, but I would spend that amount of money and get the magnet. I did actually get it, but I got it from a friend. So I didn't actually get it from 7-Eleven, but I did get it, so I was happy.
Well, you can see how it's such a smart move, because I remember around the Hello Kitty magnet craze, there was an article in the newspaper, and 7-Eleven basically said that they were making more money around this time because people really wanted to collect the magnets. I don't know if this would work in the United States, because I don't think they're as crazy about Hello Kitty as people are here, but you can just see how the company adapts and changes things to make sure it stays successful. Now, the reason why people keep coming back to 7-Eleven and convenience stores in general is that the stores offer not only daily convenience, but also a concept of a carefree lifestyle. So if we just boil it down, if we get to a really main basic reason why people keep going to 7-Eleven and also the other convenience stores, is just that the stores, they offer daily convenience. Yes, that's true, but also a concept or an idea of a carefree lifestyle. Because when you think of convenience stores, you think, oh, this is great. I don't have to worry about so many things. I don't have to run around and do my errands in so many different places and get really tired. Instead, you can be carefree. It's almost like you have a lot more freedom and a lot more spare time because of stores like 7-Eleven.
That's right. They're not just selling all these different products and services. What they are selling is they're selling a lifestyle. They're selling an idea almost that people can have an easier or a more carefree lifestyle where they won't have to run around so much. So that's why convenience stores are ensuring that they'll make our lives easier for generations to come. And it's true, convenience stores aren't going to be going away anytime soon because life just seems to be getting faster and faster and people need things right away. So we need convenience stores to make our lives easier, and they've made sure that they will do that for generations to come, meaning when our grandkids' grandkids are around, convenience stores will still be there, making their lives easier.
Well, I can definitely see that happening. And I have to admit that, well, when I move back to the United States, one of the main things I'm going to miss about Taiwan, well, it's the convenience stores, because they're just so great. Like I mentioned in yesterday's show, well, it was kind of a pain to have to pay my cell phone bill back in the U.S. because I would always have to write a check. Well, here in Taiwan, you can just go to the convenience store and, well, it's just not the same back in the U.S. So that's definitely something that that I'm going to miss. Well, today we talked about all of these new different kind of services that 7-Eleven offers. That's how they have stayed so popular. But I don't know if there's anything else that they can do. What do you think, Joe?
Well, right now when you walk into the convenience store, they have maybe a rack of, say, a few different books. They definitely have magazines there. But one thing that they might do, and I'm just sort of guessing here, but maybe they might expand on that a little bit. Maybe you might see bigger book sections because, well, they have expanded to, say, CDs and DVDs. So there's no reason to think that they might not try and expand into the book market as well. It might be one of the new innovations that we'll see. But you never know. You'll have to keep your eye on your local 7-Eleven or any of the other convenience stores and see what they do.
Well, I don't know if you've ever noticed it, but there are actually a couple of convenience stores that actually have seating as well, because a lot of people, they'll buy things to eat for lunch or even dinner, and this way they can actually sit in 7-Eleven and eat their food. So I don't know, maybe in the future we might even have 7-Eleven restaurants. But you know what I would really like? I'd love to see 7-Eleven merge with a store like Cosmet or Watson's, mainly because that's really convenient. You do get some cosmetics and some toiletries and things like that in 7-Eleven and other convenience stores, but it's just really not a whole big variety. So this way, if you get all the stuff that like Watson sells, well, that's great. You would be able to buy everything there.
Sort of be like a combination convenience store / drugstore. That could be another innovation. You never know where they're going to go next, but if you're looking for innovation, you'll probably see it first at 7-Eleven, and the other ones will probably follow suit, meaning they will also imitate or copy them as well. You know right now that they're always thinking about what the next big thing for their company will be, how they can make people's lives easier and get people into the store.
Well, they probably came up with the idea of the Doraemon magnets after the success of the Hello Kitty ones. So I guess we'll just have to see what they'll come up with next to convince people to go into their stores and buy even more than they may actually need to.
With those magnets, the Hello Kitty ones and the Doraemon ones, we call those a gimmick, meaning it's sort of like a trick to get people to come into the store. They're saying, if you come in, we'll give you this collectible, sort of for free, but you do have to spend money to get it. But it's just a little something extra that draws people in. And in the case of these magnets, they make them collectibles. So it's sort of like a contest, like friends will try and be the first one to get all of them. So it really is a good idea just to bring people into the stores, because once they're there, it's inevitable that they are going to spend money. So it's just a little marketing trick that they pull on people.
That's true, and it's definitely been very successful. I wonder if they got the idea from department stores, because in department stores, if you spend a certain amount of money, you can actually get a free gift, and the more money you spend, the bigger or more expensive gift you can actually get. All right, listeners, it's now time for us to do a quick recap of today's article. All right, so we introduced today's article by saying that convenience stores, the very first ones that were established, they basically created a lot of copycats, meaning other stores that basically doing the exact same thing that these convenience stores were doing. They offered the same services, probably the same products, and they were competing against each other. Each one was trying to increase the level of convenience so that customers would want to visit their store more.
So they started offering some different things that you wouldn't expect to find, like CDs or DVDs, but they didn't stop there. They went on to offer services that you would normally see at, say, a bank or a post office or a box office. Things like stamps or ATMs or being able to buy concert tickets, you could do all of those things at a convenience store. So they're just trying to up the level of convenience, trying to be number one. But there was only one convenience store that has consistently remained on top.
That's right, and that is 7-Eleven. And the reason why 7-Eleven can remain on top is because it leads in innovation, meaning that 7-Eleven, they try to think of new services and new products to offer before any of the other convenience stores. So, for example, they were the first ones to offer express delivery, not just regular mail. And also, the stores have their own iCash card, which is a debit card you can use. So instead of using cash, you can use this card to pay for your products.
And what they also did is they got in on the online shopping market. They noticed the trend towards people buying things online, and they put their own sort of little spin on it. They let people pre-order certain items so people could make sure they had exactly what they needed at exactly the right time.
Now, 7-Eleven didn't just offer new services and products. They also had gimmicks like the very cute magnets, Hello Kitty magnets, Doraemon magnets. And basically, if you spend $77 or more, you can get a magnet. Now, of course, you don't know what's inside the little packet. You don't know which year. For example, when the Hello Kitty magnets were around, you didn't know which year you would get. You'd actually have to open up the packet to find out. And this just encouraged people to go back to 7-Eleven and buy even more so that they could collect the entire collection of magnets.
And again, you saw other convenience store chains offering sort of similar gimmicks. Like, I remember there was one that offered MSN smiley magnets as well. So sort of doing exactly the same thing, but just doing something a little bit different. So why people keep coming back to 7-Eleven and convenience stores is that they're selling a lifestyle, an idea that people can be carefree and take care of a lot of different things in just one place and not have to worry about so many things.
Well, I guess that's exactly why they're so popular in Taiwan, because people love the fact that they can just go to one place and get so many things done. You don't have to run around all over the place. So it really is a kind of lifestyle. We're not just talking about a business or a store here, because a lot of people, when they think of the local lifestyle in Taiwan, well, convenience stores are definitely a big part of that lifestyle. And because they're so convenient and successful, well, it's not going to be a surprise if future generations also enjoy the convenience of these types of stores. And it probably won't take us too long to find out what 7-Eleven has planned for the future. Okay, listeners, I hope you enjoyed today's article, and please remember to join us again next time on English Digest. Until then, my name is Lily.
And my name is Joe.
Goodbye.